IFPRI Policy Seminar, Transforming Agriculture in Africa, The Insider's Perspective, held on September 26, 2013, in Washington, D.C. Speaker, Jonathan Schreier, Acting Special Representative for the Global Food Security, Deputy Coordinator for Diplomacy for Feed the Future.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. I am Rajul Pandya-Loge, Chief of Staff and Head of the 2020 Vision Initiative here at IFPRI, and I'm very pleased to welcome all of you to our special roundtable event on transforming agriculture in Africa, the Insider's Perspective. Agricultural transformation is essential in Africa. Many countries have low-income agriculture-based economies, and an overwhelming proportion of the population, in many instances 70% or more, are engaged in agricultural activities. Transformation entails making agriculture more lucrative for those who are engaged in agriculture. It entails making agriculture more attractive for public and private investment. It entails easing entry for marginalized farmers and rural people into alternative employment opportunities in other sectors and so forth. It has taken time, too much time in some instances, to start the agricultural transformation in Africa, but that engine has started. That engine is running. It's running smoothly in some parts of Africa, a little bit of fits and starts in other parts, but that engine is running. And I sound like an automobile engineer, but I'm not. But I'm very excited as an African that the agricultural transformation agenda is underway in Africa. We are very excited today to have with us exceptional individuals who are key to this conceptualization and the implementation of bold initiatives in Africa to bring about transformation in agriculture. So thank you for joining us at this event. Without further ado, I'm going to very briefly mention who our speakers are. I'll come back and do a more formal introduction of them, but I want to reserve time for them. We are privileged to have here with us today Jonathan Schreier, who is the Acting Special Representative for Global Food Security and Deputy Coordinator for Diplomacy for Feed the Future. He is very well known to all of us in Washington and to the global audiences that are joining us through live stream. He will give us introductory remarks and talk about how the U.S. and global communities are supporting the agricultural transformation agenda in Africa. Why don't I call on him first, and then I will introduce each of our speakers in turn thereafter. Jonathan?
Thank you very much, Rajul. I'm delighted to be here, but first, since many of you know that Rajul is from Kenya, I also just wanted to say a word about how saddened we are at the recent events, the tragedy unfolding in Nairobi, and the need for us all, people of goodwill, to fight that sort of terrorist attack and that sort of movement to make sure that those tragedies are not repeated. I wanted to take this opportunity to say a few words about Africa's role in transforming agriculture, not only in Africa, but globally. Because we really are in an era where agriculture and food security have risen to the top ranks of the global agenda, so that this is now an issue that is spoken about not only by ministers of agriculture and other experts in the field of food security, but also by national leaders, by foreign ministers, by prime ministers, by presidents. And that really is a transformation in the global agenda. And charting the way really was Africa, because it was 10 years ago this year in Maputo, Mozambique, that the Maputo Declaration was issued that launched the Comprehensive Africa Agricultural Development Program that committed African countries, where African leaders committed their countries to develop national agricultural development strategies, CADIP country investment plans, and set targets of devoting 10% of public budgets to agriculture. And this really was an example of African vision leading the way. And this dedication to country leadership, that is, national leadership by developing countries themselves, in charting their own development has been an inspiration to many subsequent initiatives on the international agenda. Among them are ones that the U.S. government has been closely associated with, the Feed the Future initiative, which is the U.S. government's global hunger and food security initiative, really has been built around the kind of country-led approach to development that was inspired by the CADF experience. The Global Agriculture and Food Security Program that was launched by the G20, the group of 20 leading economies in the world, was also founded on this idea that if we were to give money to countries, if donors were to give money to countries to strengthen their agricultural development and food security and improve nutrition, that it had to be based on the country itself having a clear plan, a clear strategy, a clear vision for how to improve these priorities themselves, so that international funding could be aligned closely with the country's own efforts, with the country's own priorities. And in this regard, I would point out that Ethiopia itself is one of the countries that has been a recipient of GASP funding. We also, more recently in 2012, about a year and a half ago now, President Obama announced on behalf of the G8 the launch of the new Alliance for Food Security and Nutrition, another piece of this global effort to end the scourge of hunger and undernutrition in our lifetimes. The new alliance aims to lift 50 million people out of poverty over 10 years in Africa, and to do so in large measure by mobilizing private sector activity and resources behind the agricultural sector and helping in agriculture and food security development. Among the first countries to join the new alliance was Ethiopia, and so we're delighted to have Khaled Bamba following my remarks to speak about Ethiopia's experience. And one of the most recent countries to join the new alliance, as announced in June of this year in London, was Nigeria. And so I'm delighted to have Dr. Yahya here to talk about Nigeria's experience. And it's important to hear about the experiences of individual countries, because the fight against hunger, the fight against undernutrition, really is one that is going to play out in local contexts. And so we're going to hear a tale of two ATAs, the Agricultural Transformation Agency of Ethiopia and the Agricultural Transformation Agenda of Nigeria. But more broadly, we're going to hear about the differing ways that countries approach this challenge of hunger, undernutrition, and the fight for food security. But we're also going to hear about the ways that these national experiences and the leadership that has emerged from the African continent also contributes to the global effort to end hunger in our lifetimes. Dr. Yahya is currently heading the UN Committee on World Food Security, so we have in him personalized an example of that African leadership in the global fight against hunger. This is a fight we have to win. It's part of a broader fight, a fight to end extreme poverty in the next two decades, which is a challenge that President Obama laid out in his State of the Union address this year. Doing that will necessarily require a transformation in agriculture, making the remarks that we're going to hear today just vitally important to the cause that we all have to work together towards, which is ending extreme poverty, ending extreme hunger, ending undernutrition in our lifetimes. And it's a fight we can win, and you're going to hear some of the ways that we are winning that fight. So thank you.